A local tennis club was in front of Erin Council last week asking for funds to help prepare their courts. Riley Gillespie-Wilson serves us this.
The Erin Tennis Club made a delegation in the meeting in the hopes of settling on a tender of $150,000 from the town of Erin in order to renovate the playing surfaces. President Andrew Salisbury explained the club would put forward the remaining $100,000 for what he considers a long-term solution.
It's simple to repair things. Cracks are relatively inexpensive to repair, but they don't last. And we're going through every 3 years looking at repairing cracks. So we feel we should come with a solution that is a little long-term focused.
After many ideas and proposals from a court company, Salisbury says they want an asphalt lift, which is 3 inches of asphalt on top of the court and then layers of fiberglass paint and court resurfacer. Councillor John Brennan was open to discussing the investment, but was unsure of how quickly it could be accomplished.
Realistically speaking, I don't see a possibility of doing a tender by August the 31st. What we have to do is we have to refer this back to staff to find a way, how are we going to finance this, either this year, and obviously if it's next year, well, that becomes part of the budget process for 2024.
Councillor Bridget Ryan, meanwhile, said she has recently visited what she thought was a smoothly operating club. Council will discuss the matter before coming back with a report. Reporting for the Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.